The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. And we have a special guest today. We have Tom Williams, the State Director of the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. Hi.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Pat. Nice to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on with us. We know you carved the time out of your morning schedule to be with us.
Sure. I am in Harrisburg, but Jackie and Pat, I am a resident of Luzerne County. That's where I'm from. I've been born and raised in Nanticoke, and I just spend weekdays down here. So it's great hearing from you guys up there.
Well, the next time you come in, we'll have to meet up.
Great. I would love to.
Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Every Saturday and Sunday, we discuss various real estate topics on the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. During the week, you can feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jready.com. Or if you want to hear a topic discussed that we haven't covered, send that to us. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. You can search the MLS listings, view our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay, again, Tom Williams, State Director of the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. Please tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it.
What we do is probably not what you think we do. And the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development is exactly what it says. It is a agency of the federal government that helps develop rural areas. And we deal in many different aspects. Most of our mission is financial in nature. We fund housing. Over the past year in Pennsylvania, we've done about $550 million worth of guaranteed housing, single-family housing throughout the state. We also do direct loans for housing. We build hospitals. We build schools. We build nursing homes. We build firehouses. We build municipal buildings. And we guarantee business and industry loans for industries that might want to locate in Pennsylvania or in the particular area. The only thing I must caution you on all these programs is that they are rural in nature. And except for a couple of our programs, that area between, as you look at a map, between Forest City and Nanticoke, that track of urbanized area that stretches in those two points is ineligible for some of our programs.
And, well, we're from Lackawanna County, and I know there's various areas within that county that are eligible, but all of Wayne County, all of Pike, and all of Wyoming County look like on this map that they have the entire county is eligible.
That's true. Yes, it is. And if you have the map in front of you, you can see that it's just that small quadrant that runs from Forest City down through Nanticoke.
Okay.
And that does not include all our program. Unfortunately, it does include it makes it ineligible for our housing programs. But in our community facilities program, which we can talk about at some point, that is, most of those communities are eligible.
So let's talk about the guaranteed program. It's the 502 direct loan program.
Okay, the guaranteed program is a program that we do with local lending institutions. We have, I believe, about 180 lenders that actually work through our program, and as they provide mortgages for families and individuals, they actually submit them to us through what we call our GUS, our Guaranteed Underwriting System, and we in turn review them and actually put a 100% federal guarantee on the property. And this is important in many ways. First of all, there is no tax money involved in this whole process. This is a program that is self-funding and by the fee that is placed on the product when we do the guarantee. It is 100% financing, and there is no PMI involved.
And PMI is private mortgage insurance, and that's designed strictly for a lender's protection, not the borrower's protection. Really all boils down to the lender's risk, the risk the lender is taking with low down payments. So this is something, this is an incredible thing that you offer.
Yes, it is, because you know, Jackie, when you do a loan and they don't have the borrower does not have the 20%, the PMI is a monthly expense that they could use for other necessities, especially in these times. I want to retract and tell you that it's 100% financing, but it's a 90% guarantee. So the banks are getting a 90% guarantee, but we finance the property 100%.
And how, and of course, again, we want to emphasize the fact that this is a rural program. The housing must be located in a rural area. And so what are the requirements?
The only other requirements are that in the process, there is a 2% origination fee, and there will be a 0.3% annual fee. So on a loan of $100,000, it will cost you $300 a month, or approximately $300 a year. I'm sorry, or approximately $25 a month. And the origination fee of 2%, along with the closing costs, can be included in with the original mortgage, providing that the appraisal of the property meets those requirements or meets that level.
Okay, are there applicant requirements? Do they have eligibility requirements?
There are applicant requirements. And for Luzerne County and Lackawanna County, the income limits for these programs for a family of four is $74,000. They have to be making less than $74,000. And I think that includes quite a bit of families up in that area. For families of 5 to 8 individuals, the income limit is $98,000.
That's a significant income in these areas, in rural areas.
It is a very significant income. It is one of the few programs out there that you will find that actually provide a real benefit to the middle class.
A lot of times people think that this is a low-income program, but it's not.
It is not by any means a low-income program. It's designed to help those people that understand home ownership. It's designed to help those people that have good credit scores and they have good jobs, but they just don't have that down payment necessary. And as you know, in many cases, it doesn't matter how much money you make. Everybody seems to spend that amount of money. So saving up for a 20% down payment or having that amount of cash in the bank is sometimes very difficult.
Sure. And these programs originated based on the fact that in rural areas, the financing of a home can be difficult due to maybe lower income rates, maybe self-employed. A lot of people that live in rural areas are self-employed, and it's difficult to obtain credit. Is that how this all came to be?
Well, I think it's part of our mission as the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. I mean, we are the agency of rural. Now, when I say rural, I have to qualify that, because every one of our programs that we have, and we have over 40 programs here, many of them have different qualifications for what qualifies as rural. In this particular case, these are clusters of homes that are under 20,000, and that's why the urbanized area between Scranton and Wooksburg becomes excluded. but a good portion of the state, I mean, the counties of Susquehanna, Pike, Monroe, a good portion of those are all 100% eligible.
So you mean under 20,000 population?
20,000 population, but it's not by municipal boundary. It's actually by a cluster of homes. So if there was a unincorporated area somewhere in Pennsylvania that had a village of 20,000, they could in turn be also ineligible, but there aren't that many that exist out there.
Somebody told me that the whole North Pocono School District is eligible for this. Do you know about that?
I'm sure they are. Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah. you're saying you're eliminating between Forest City and Wilkes-Barre, but that's pretty much just in the valley, right?
It is. It's a very narrow band that comes down there. It includes Carbondale, Archibald, Dunmore, Scranton, Moosic, Pittston, Wilkes-Barre, and then down to Nanticoke. What you can do is you can go to our website, and the easiest way to get to our website is just to Google USDA Pennsylvania Rural Development, and it'll come right up. And on there, on our homepage, is an eligibility button where you just click on it, you insert the address of the property, and it'll come right up, and it'll tell you whether it is eligible or not eligible.
Oh, very good.
The lending institutions, and again, we deal with most of them out there. We deal with M&T Bank, we deal with Chase, we deal with Wells Fargo. I mean, when we're putting through $550 million worth of loans last year, most of the lending institutions are familiar with us and understand the process.
But do they usually offer it as an option to somebody who's in the rural area, or does an applicant specifically have to ask for this?
I think that they would probably offer it as an option. There are a couple of the community banks that I had talked to over the last couple of years that were not aware of the program, but I'm not sure that that's the case now. I mean, this is something that a family could look at as talking to their banker and saying, why can't we go through the guaranteed program of USDA? I noticed that I was doing some refinancing and just recently, and on the mortgage sheet, they actually had a box printed right on there for USDA guaranteed mortgages.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. It works, and it's middle class families, and the money's going to where it really should. You know, we're, as you know more than I do, the housing market is not as strong as it can be. It is coming back, and it is. I believe firmly that it will be moving. Once it really starts, it'll be moving quickly. We have seen over the past, comparing right now with our past year, we are up 22%. So we expect that our guaranteed housing numbers will be probably closer to $700 million this year.
Well, I hope you're right. And we've seen at Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate an increase in market activity since the first of the year. Last year, by the grace of God, we had an excellent year. Most did not. We were up 40% in our sales and hope to continue on that.
I'd like to do that this year. That would be fantastic.
That would be great. But as you've mentioned, you see the increase, and hopefully you're on track for that, Tom. We're headed for a short break. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to?
Yes, I have a listing. I have 26 acres. I wonder if somebody, it probably would qualify for the rural development. It's up in Moscow. It's 26 acres of buildable land ready to be developed. It's mostly level lot with a stream running through it. I was up there the other day. It's really very nice. It's a nice country setting on a quiet road. All the mineral rights transfer to the new owner. It's only 15 minutes to Scranton or 30 minutes to Mount Airy or Camelback. To give, I have an idea, a hard time visualizing how big 26 acres is, but it says, I wrote down, it's 500 feet by 2,200 feet. So that'll give you a pretty good idea of how big it is. It's a great place to build. That's 259 Laurel Road in Moscow, 26 acres for $385,000. That's listed by our office of Sarah Weiss and Julie Roback together are the co-listers.
Thank you, Pat. Stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. We will be back after a very brief break.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney. Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest, Tom Williams, the State Director of the Department of Agriculture Rural Development. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie.
Boy, that's a mouthful.
It is.
Before the break, we were talking about the no money down, no private mortgage insurance, guaranteed loan, which is a phenomenal tool out there for people that want to buy a house. In addition to that, Tom, we didn't get to talk about it, but I believe I read somewhere that also part of that program is an allowable 6% of the sales price, what we call a seller's assist, seller's concession, seller's contribution, that helps pay with the borrower's closing costs?
That is correct. We have no limit on seller concession.
Anything that you want to talk about on that guaranteed program that we didn't mention? We talked about the income limits on a household of 1 to 4 in, say, Lackawanna, Luzerne County, Wayne County. The income limits would be about $74,000 for a 1 to 4 person household.
That's right. And it doesn't really matter whether it's one person or four people. And the income limits for 5 to 8, and again, it doesn't matter whether it's 5 to 8, is approximately $98,000.
Okay, great. And how much house can they buy? Are there limitations on that?
No limitations. Just as long as you can underwrite the house and pay the mortgage, that's what it gets down to.
And you mentioned good credit. So, is there a magic number? What's considered good credit
on the FICO score?
We have no limit on the credit score, but most lenders are using around 640.
Now let's talk about the 502 direct loan, please. What's that all about?
Well, the 502 direct loan is a low interest loan for low and very low income families. But again, I'll tell you approximately what the income limits are for the families, and some of them are affordable. I'll give you an example. For a two-person family, the very low income is $23,600, and the low income is $37,700. For a family of four, those figures are a very low, $29,450, and for the low income is $47,100. And what these are direct loans. These are 33-year loans, and they can go as low as 1%. They are good. Now, in this particular case, there is a cap on the price of the property. And again, we're talking about a single-family residential property. It can be new, and or can be an existing property. And for Luzerne County, the top property is $200,000. And in Lackawanna County, it's $189,000. So these are nice properties.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of house at those prices.
You can buy an awful lot of house up there for that price. I mean, I look at it in your world as the realtor, that we're giving you tools that you can work with out there when you're working with a client, and. You know, maybe, I mean, the first route to go with a client would actually be to put them in a regular loan, a regular mortgage, and guarantee it by the Department of Agriculture. Okay, that's the mainstream mortgage process. If you get that client to the point where they can't make those payments, they're not quite there as far as the interest rates and that. And they do meet the lower income limits, then you can look at these particular programs. These are direct loans right out of, you know, the federal government.
Okay, so are there eligibility requirements in terms of what type of house? Do they have to be in good repair?
The house has to be in good repair, and the house would have to meet HUD standards.
Okay, how about manufactured homes or townhouses? Would they be financed?
They're fine.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Something about swimming pools, I read. You don't like in-ground swimming pools on these types of loans, correct?
That's correct. I don't know quite why swimming pools come into effect. They aren't as big of an impact as in Pennsylvania as they might be in one of the other southern states. But we are not allowed to make loans on swimming pools.
New construction is allowed.
New construction is allowed, yes.
Okay, but the property has to have adequate water and waste disposal systems already set up.
The property has to have adequate water and waste systems set up. And one qualification that might affect some of the properties up there is floodplain regulations. We have to be very careful of lending money on properties that are located within the floodplain. And especially if you have your well and your septic tank down in the floodplain. We have to do environmental reviews on that, and that process can be a deal breaker and can take more time than you would like.
Sure. Well, that's understandable. I could certainly understand why that would be.
Okay. Now, Tom, you were saying that these are direct loans?
These are direct loans. They come
directly to you?
Directly from us, yes.
Okay. So how does somebody apply for one of these loans?
Okay. With these loans, they come directly to our office. And in this particular case, for the area up there, the Tunkhannock office is our local office. We have 9 offices throughout the state, and for the northeastern Pennsylvania, Tunkhannock is the office.
So if somebody was looking for it, it would be Rural Development, USDA, Agriculture, Department of Agriculture?
They can Google USDA, Pennsylvania USDA Rural Development, and it'll come up. I can give you the telephone number of the Tunkhannock office.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Sure, that's 570-836-5111, extension 4.
Okay, now on Monday they're going to be getting a ton of phone calls up there.
Well, I hope so, Pat, because we do have money to lend. And I looked at some of the figures for northeastern Pennsylvania, and I don't think you're getting your share up there. So I'm delighted to be on this program and to reach some of the listeners out there and encourage them to apply for either our guaranteed program or our lower or very low program. These are excellent programs. They get people the American dream. They put them in a house. We look for good quality candidates, not just in the guaranteed program, but also in the low and very low program, and they're all 100% financing.
Very good. Sounds like a great deal.
It's an attractive program. Certainly, I would hope many would take advantage of, especially if they want to live in a rural area. It seems like something that would be a no-brainer to me.
I would think so, yes.
Okay, well, we're reaching that time, believe it or not. We've had a great discussion with you today, and there's some other programs I want to touch on. If you would be so kind as to pencil us in for next week, I'd love to have you back so that we can discuss, there's some other programs out there that we didn't even get to. You mentioned when you started the show today the community funding for firehouses and nursing homes, and then there's also something that you do for the elderly. So would you be so kind as to come back with us next week, please?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we close, we're going to review an article.
Government support. That's the name of this article. A truly healthy housing market occurred between 1940 and 1960, supported quietly by Fannie Mae behind the scenes. Home ownership rates grew from 40% to 60%. That was veterans returning from World War II supported that growth. By contrast, the market boom of the last decade was, listen to this, Jackie, was it artificial and unsustainable? What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Wall Street lenders went crazy. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac chased market bubble profits. Never again should private profit from the taxpayer be permitted. Government has a very simple role, providing backing of soundly underwritten loans, which is critical to the availability of the 30-year fixed rate mortgages. Now, listen to this. Washington, in all of its wisdom, now this is what they want to do. They want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. They want to mandate 20% down payments on a home. That's wrong. They're trying to cut the mortgage interest rate deduction. That is wrong. They're trying to privatize government-backed mortgages. That is wrong. If they implement these things, the only real action would be to shut out many people from the American dream of home ownership. So government has a role, and it should be limited. Going crazy what they did over the last 10 years is just, hopefully it's never repeated again.
Well, we hope. And that's from Lawrence Young, who's the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, who wrote that article. And that came out of our last Realtor magazine.
Yeah, very, very good article.
Yes, excellent. Before we close, I always review a tip. Organization, and this is from Jamie Goldberg, a National Kitchen and Bath Association certified designer. Buyers today choose functionality over elaborate decoration. Practical storage in the kitchen will go a long way. Try over-the-door hooks, baskets in the pantry, drawer organizers, wall hooks for pots and pans, and stackable shelves for cabinets will all add appeal.
We have a lot of those things. We have the over-the-door hooks. We have the stackable shelves. We use a lot of that stuff in the house.
And I think it's nifty, and it's we like organization. That's what it is. We like to be organized. Organized chaos?
Yes. What goes on inside of my head is not organization. It's chaos.
Okay. Well, at least we have fun, right?
Yep. We try.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. If you have any questions during the week,
or you want to suggest a topic, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. If you want to hear a topic or if you have a question, shoot us an email, or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next week, Saturday at 11 and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to the Real Estate Roundtable. Have an incredible weekend.